I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Well, this JD Cymru Premier Podcast is brought to you by the letter C. C for Cymru. Qualified for Euro 2020. How about that? C for Kevin Druids. A new bit of investment and a sporting director title for Hughie Griffiths, and they're on a roll. And Carmarthen, new manager, new attitude. Lots to talk about there. If you're the C that likes Connachty Nomads, this is not the podcast for you this week, because we've done a special semi-final preview. That obviously applies to Bala and Aberystwyth as well. But we'll keep this podcast ticking over a truncated version this week as we have a look at the few games that are going on this weekend and also talk about other issues. Jonah, we got to talk about how well Druids are going. You know, what's your take on this?
Well, what can you say about Kevin Druids at the moment? It's a brilliant period for the Druids. 4 wins in a row. For the first time in their Cymru Premier history, my Welsh Premier history, 12 points from 12. They beat Barry, going down to 10 men for 40 minutes. And Barry Town, still, they've hit the blip, but they're a good team. Hughie Griffiths, full-time. Has it made a difference? Perhaps it might make a difference. Perhaps it'll give him more time to prepare his players. Perhaps it'll give him more time to look at other teams. I would say it's a very smart appointment by the Druids, and I'd like to see a lot more full-time managers in this league. But the thing about the Druids is, Mark, they're a group of players, eight or nine of them have played in Europe with the Druids. They've had the experience, and they've been through a bad run. So they've seen the good sides and the bad sides. They've seen the good sides and bad sides of Hughie and his staff. They've seen the good and the bad sides of, you know, the fans when you're playing well and when you're not playing well. But then an experienced group, the likes of Nathan Peate, now Alex Mudimu, Jamie Davis, all of them been there three or four years. So they got some decent players there now. The goalkeeper's one of the best in the league, Carrots in goals. And they really are tested. They're standing up at the moment and saying, you know, we want to keep this record going. We've had 4 wins in a row and we want to keep it going. And they go to the Met this Saturday.
The Met are a little bit at sixes and sevens at the moment, aren't they?
Mark, it's been a bad run for the Met. I went to watch them against Carmarthen last week. First 20 minutes, they looked to be a little bit back on form, and they had a couple of good saves from Liadzi, and they hit the bar twice. That's the way football goes. All of a sudden then, Carmarthen score a goal and another goal, and Carmarthen look like world beaters. And then the Met simply run out of ideas, really. They're a big squad. The Met, they got plenty of players there, but they have to accept a challenge now that even most probably in a home game, this home game, they're going into the home game when it was supposed to be played about 6 weeks ago, when things went wrong with the kits. Met would have been, I would have said, odds on favourites for the 3 points going into this game. Now I think they'd both go in as even money, so they need to start shining again, the Met. You know, the likes of Jordan Lamb, Elliot Evans, Charlie Crosby, Emlyn and company, they've got a great name for themselves. And it's the first time I would say they've had a bit of a blip. They have to experience that as they grow into this league, as they have. They've done wonderfully in Europe. And that was one thing I was going to mention to you, Mark. Maybe, you know, the Met having a bad run, Barry having a bad run at present. These boys been playing a long time. I know sometimes made as an excuse, but they might have had 2 or 3 weeks off in 12 months, so I wouldn't count that one out. But they need to stick together now and try and get their a win, because they've taken 4 points out of 21, and Christian and his squad are better than that.
And the team that beat the Met last weekend have a new manager. He's not with a C, unfortunately, so he's ruined the theme of this podcast, but we did sit down and have a chat with him. Welcome to the JD Cymru Premier, Christian O'Leary.
First game in charge. 3-0 victory away at Met, fantastic.
Yeah, the boys have been great. We had a couple of training sessions this week, worked on a few things, and I think the attitude, if you look at the games, they've been within a goal. And I thought, if we can get the back four right, and the attitude right, and that's the beginning. I think with the front three we got, we're going to trouble teams.
First victory at Cardiff Met since 2016. You're now only 3 points away from safety.
Let's make no bones about it. It's going to be tough. We're in the position we're in. I've always said when I wanted to come back into football, it had to be for the right challenge. And I seen it and I thought, well, why not? You know, the people have been great off the field. Like I said, it's not just for myself, but for the lads as well. It's a great to work, their effort, the clean sheet is brilliant.
How did it come about, you coming to Carmarthen Town, and what are you hoping to achieve here?
I just had a phone call. I spoke with a couple of the board members, and they just said what's gone on and how it's come about, and would I be interested in helping them out? And obviously, you know, I had a little thing about it. I watched a few of their games, and I thought, yeah, why not? And it's it's a challenge.
And what is the goal for this season?
Well, look, I know it's a cliche in game again, but literally I've met the boys Monday. We had a light session Monday, session Wednesday, and we played today. So it's about getting some sort of structure in the team, like you've seen today. And I said, there's good players in it. You know, they just need that confidence to believe and pick up points as soon as we can. You know, get some more wins.
But what can Christian O'Leary bring to this Carmarthen side? Obviously, you've upped training sessions.
Well, I think from what you can see is what we want to do on the pitch today, you know, and that's play, enjoy ourselves, work hard, which all the best teams do and all the best players do. And I think that was evident today. I thought we controlled most of it, even without the ball. And I think you've seen that, certainly second half on the right-hand side, where Liam kept going and winning the ball back. And that's what it is. Look, my background is what it is, and I want to play football, but in the right way, in the right areas.
How did you find it in the technical area today?
Yeah, it was all right. It's all right. I always get the first couple of games, you're always quite calm, and then the stresses take over and you get a little bit agitated. But no, I enjoyed it. You know, we set the boys up to do a job and they didn't.
Knowing how thorough you are in everything that you approach, Christian, you probably saw the late Bala victory against Airbus, and there your next visit is to Richmond Park in 2 weeks.
Yeah, to be honest with you, my sole focus has been on Cardiff Met this week. We got a fortnight break, and then we've got three games in 6 days, I think it is. So my focus now will switch to Bala. I know a couple of the players there, played against a few of them as well. And they're a good side, you know, they've got some very gifted, talented players.
Around the Cardiff Met Stadium today, you could see a lot of Carmarthen Town's committee men, their fans. You know, they were really downbeat after the passing, the terrible passing of Gareth Jones, former club secretary. So that victory will go a long way in paying tribute to that man, won't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. And I think looking at the club, and obviously looking at it from a distance over the years, it's always seemed that type of club, a very close-knit club. You never hear them having any difficulties. They always sort of go along with no problems, and they've come across a little bit of a tough time on the pitch. And obviously this week has been a very sad week to everyone due to the passing.
You said one game at a time already during this interview, but in a few weeks again, though, you've got that JD Cup game against Ammanford, a few old friends in Andy Robinson and Lee Trunnell.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, look, I'll be with Trunnell tomorrow with my over-40s team. We'll have a bit of fun. But yeah, it was all going to happen. It'll be good. I mean, it's good to see. Look, they're both fantastic footballers. A little bit older now, but they can still do a job. You can't give them a minute, you know, space or anything. And Robbo and Trans, they're on the same wavelength for a number of years, and I'm sure that's still the same.
Joe, now, a new manager bounce does the trick, doesn't it?
Well, there you go. What an easy job it is. A football manager. He was there, Christian, and he looked like he enjoyed it. I could see what he was doing. He got him into shape, and the players responded. And he's had a great 3-0 win. And all he needs to do now is keep doing it. He's still got a tough job to do. Christian will tell you that. He's at, you know, 300 or so, I think, Football League games. He's been a pro all his life. But he'll just try. I think they're training twice a week now, coming out. And so he'll just try and get him into that more of a professional manner. Neil Smothers and Danny Thomas, they put together a good squad down there, and they just didn't get much luck in a lot of the games they played. Like I said, listen, this Saturday, first 20 minutes Met, I think they hit the woodwork twice and a couple of smart saves from Idzi. Things can change in other ways, but I was pleased with the way Carmarthen played. They were well drilled, they took their goals well, and I think they could stand up now and be counted, and they don't want to leave this league. And Christian's appointment could be a big difference.
We have to remember that it is still very, very tight at that top, and Nomads may be the leader at the moment, but one or two games can just swing that. Barry Town United, unfortunately, are not having the best of it in recent form, losing against a resurgent Druids, losing against the Nomads. What's going on at Barry, Jonah?
It's their first real blip for a couple of seasons. It's no alarm bells for me, Mike. Yeah, they haven't won in three games, but a win Friday evening puts Barry Town on level points, I think, with TNS, or maybe a point above TNS in second or third place in the table after 14 games. Now, that's progress. Yeah, they've had a blip, but they'll hope they've had their blip at the right time, and their target will be to get 3 points on Friday evening to say we're back. Every one of the Barry players cannot wait to play on Friday evening. Exactly the same for Penabon players. They want to avenge the defeat on the opening night, the 2-1 defeat. It was an excellent game, like you said. And, you know, Rhys Griffiths and Martin Charles and his team, they'll look forward to this on Friday night. They want to prove themselves. So it's bottom, you know, it's a bottom three team against a top three team. But it's a cracker for me, Mark. A lot of these players know each other. A lot of these players will gauge in their own mind, will think they're better than their opposition. So I'm really looking forward to this one. I think there'll be goals. And I think both teams will really fancy it and want it, because they both, Penabont and Rhys Griffiths, will definitely take a point on the road at Barry, and that'll show a marked improvement. That'll be 5 points from 9 on the road against the Met, Airbus and Barry. That'd be a tremendous return. But Gavin and company will definitely want 3 at home.
And staying on Penabont, one final note, they've got a new sponsor for the stadium. It used to be the Kimco Stadium, of course. Now known apparently as the STM Glass Stadium. No glass ceilings in Bridgend. They're going to be absolutely smashing. I've run out of other glass-based jokes. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Thank you very much, Mark.